The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. Come on!
You're listening to Heat Check from Trista Crick, Odyssey's official NBA podcast. Find that wherever you get your podcasts. And live all throughout free agency, summer league, and beyond.
Exactly. So I said this in the pod that never was. So did I even say it at all? That's the question. Buckle up, folks. We've now reached Bizarro Land. As of yesterday afternoon, according to numerous sources, the Nets gave Kyrie Irving permission to pursue sign-and-trade packages, also to sign in free agency using the mid-level taxpayer mid-level exception. And it appeared that unless the Nets paid him max money, he was out this bitch. However, turns out Kyrie did opt in to his $36 million contract and blew up all the speculation about him and KD finding new homes. By the way, Kyrie Irving is currently in North Dakota, opting into his contract, looking at all the scenes and sights. But unless, of course, nothing has actually changed, and Kyrie is still on the move. No one knows what's happening, folks. No one. Not Woj, not Wendy, who, like me, ended up scrapping his podcast as well. He recorded the full thing, had to start all over again once Kyrie opted in. Ain't that about a bitch? That's how it goes. Not even Shams Charania, who has a direct line to Kyrie Irving, knows what's going on with Kyrie Irving. I'm not even sure, truthfully, I'm not even sure that Kyrie knows where Kyrie is at. You know, that's just so human. You're just going through the decision tree and you're just like, I know it's not quite right where I am. But I also don't know if I go, if it's quite right there either. So it's the evil you know versus the evil you don't know. And also a trip to North Dakota to embrace your roots. I do know, however, how we got here. One, it started out not last season, but the season before when Kyrie Irving went on walkabout. And he got suspended because he went to his sister's birthday party, wore no mask to the event, went to Cynthia Nixon's Zoom activism situation. And at that point, I spoke with my man Anthony Puccio, who was covering the Nets, and he said, right then is when Josiah said, I'm kind of tired with Kyrie Irving's antics. That was before the trade for Harden. So that's kind of where Josiah is at. He did the trade, said maybe Harden is a contingency plan if we are sick and tired of Kyrie Irving's antics. And then, of course, James Harden got sick and tired of Kyrie Irving's antics first. And so he was like, I am out this bitch. So Josiah, Sean Marks, probably Steve Nash, all thinking to themselves, this guy can handle the basketball unlike we've ever seen, but is he worth it? Is he worth this headache? This lack of culture, this bullshit we have to deal with. And then Josiah publicly stated, yeah, I am in full support of us not paying Kyrie Irving the max. I am all in on us not doing that. Kyrie Irving offered, apparently, the Nets a shorter term deal. How about like a 2-1? And the Nets were like, how about a 0-1? How about you just opt in to your last 8 year and we can figure it out? And then sideways. me and literally everyone in the NBA media were like, is Kyrie Irving switching teams? NBA offseason went like it does, where literally the news cycle was like snorting a full line of cocaine. Everyone's just bouncing off the walls, not knowing anything. Let me break it down calmly and rationally. Here's where we went, and here's where we go. Nets finalized an offer to Kai. What was in that offer is unknown. According to Zach Lowe, the Nets made a real offer to Kyrie Irving. We don't know the exact permutations. There's probably several, but this is not a case where it was a one-year deal and that was it. It was offered real stuff. We don't know exactly what they are, unquote. He called it a real offer. We do know he probably, and the Nets probably, had provisions. Provisions are the key word for him not playing full games. For him deciding to go to Cynthia Nixon's birthday party and also activism campaign. We all know that Kyrie Irving doesn't play full seasons. That's just never what he's not done that since high school. I don't even think Kyrie Irving played a full season of high school basketball in New Jersey. So, Kyrie gave every indication he would only accept a max deal in order to return to Brooklyn. But the new news, the current news, is that he wanted a shorter term deal at max money. And that was probably a lie. Things began rolling downhill fast. Zach Lowe tweeted, the max deal is not coming for Kyrie. The Nets will not be held hostage by the threat of Kyrie and then Kevin leaving. Brian Windhorst says, f*** it. The Nets are like all in on both gone. And like, we're not dealing with what we had last year. So if you guys both want to frolic along, then that's fine. We have Kevin Durant under a four-year deal. We decide where he goes, and we decide what assets come back. You want to pull Ben Simmons, that's fine, but we know that Ben Simmons doesn't love basketball, and you do. So you're not holding out like Ben Simmons. We know that. Kyrie then pulled the nuclear code, releasing a list of teams that he would prefer to be traded to. Lakers. Which we knew was going to happen because Kyrie Irving went on some I Am Athlete podcast and said if it wasn't for his ego, him and LeBron James would be playing basketball still together. And that was when I said, Scooby? Scooby? Is that what I think it is? Now, we're talking Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, Heat, Mavs, Sixers. Turns out, numerous reports from Jake Fisher, friend of show, there was only one team that was even remotely interested in Kyrie, and of course it was the Lakers. What would the offer have been? We don't know. That's the big question. If Kyrie left, we all began to wonder, would Kevin Durant go as well? Shams, the ultimate shill of the man, said Kevin Durant is loyal to the Nets, he will not be going anywhere, and that is probably what? It's probably a lie. He's not going to be sitting there with a bunch of scrubs and no draft picks if you're a lottery team. And then just like this, the NBA world exploded. Nets Daily tweeted this. Based on conversations this morning, I think that the Nets will be very active very soon and not just on Kyrie. I was told to quote-unquote buckle up. At this point, Kyrie had until Wednesday at 5 p.m., which is tomorrow, to decide whether he was going to opt into his contract. All reports were that he was not going to. Chaos, of course, is in the streets. Two of the 75 best players in the NBA right now, two of the 75 best of all time, potentially going on the market at the same exact time. Exactly what is happening here? No one knows. Dame Lillard then photoshopped a photo of, I don't know if he did it himself, so don't quote me on him doing it himself. I don't know that he owns Photoshop on his computer, but that would be amazing. A photo emerged that Dame Lillard posted on his own Instagram story of Kevin Durant in a Portland Trailblazers uniform alongside Dame. People are freaking out. Parody accounts began fake quoting that KD wanted to come back to Golden State. Shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Then Woj dropped a bomb. If Irving declines his $36 million player option, he would be eligible to sign with the Lakers for the $6 million taxpayer mid-level exception. Of course, he would probably sign this $6 million MLE with the agreement that he would get a max deal from the team the next year. How serious was this chatter? Christian Winfield, New York Post, reported that the belief among team and league execs and players is that Kyrie Irving was deuces, peace up, A-Town down, having only played 103 games in 3 years. He has missed 41.4% of the possible games with the Nets, with all teams, excuse me, since 2015. That man is operating at a 60% clip. That is, in academia, what we call a failing grade. If you're wondering how scared the Nets might be about the prospect of losing KD, Windhorst just reported the Nets would rather lose Kyrie and KD both than to go through hell that they went in with both of them together and that bullshit and that turmoil. In addition to this, the cooling between the Nets and KD was something to watch as well. Apparently, the Nets fired Adam Harrington. Who is Adam Harrington, you might ask? Why does he matter? He was Kevin Durant's shooting coach back in OKC when Kevin Durant was there before he went to the Warriors. Kevin Durant specifically asked for Adam Harrington to be an assistant coach of the Nets. He has now been recently fired, and Kevin Durant reportedly was weighing his options, and his faith and interest and trust in the decision making in the Nets was starting to come under question. Incredible. And yet, Kyrie Irving does opt in, but does not tell the Nets he's opting in. He did not even alert them. Just like he did not even alert them that he was going there in the first place. Do you guys remember that? Kyrie Irving chose the Nets without the Nets choosing him. Kyrie Irving chose the Nets before the Nets offered him whatsoever. They just backed into a relationship. It's like if I went to the Oscars and then all of a sudden someone came up to me and they were like, Michael B. Jordan says he wants to date you. He's got an offer. He's got a ring. And I'm like, well, I didn't even know. Wait, excuse me, back this up a little bit. So Michael what? Wants to do what? Like, that's the Nets with Kyrie. Also, though, it's like Michael B. Jordan's friend. He also wants to marry you as well. It's like, hold on. KD and Kyrie are both coming to the Nets. We didn't even know. So that's a disaster. On top of the fact the Nets don't have their own first-round pick for the next 5 years. All of their turmoil, all of the chaos, all of the mediocrity, spiraling, all of that does is build up the war chest for the Houston Rockets. And that is why Tillman Fertitta made $1 billion off of low-end shrimp. Because he is a man that understands business and understand how that assets work. I don't need any pieces for James. Don't worry about that. I don't want Ben Simmons. F that. No. I don't want Jared Allen. F that. No. Just give me 5 first-round picks. Give me 4 first-round picks and 4 pick swaps. How about that? I'll take that. I can see how things have worked out with you when you traded for Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce and Deron Williams. We'll just keep our ass over here. We don't want these pieces that are not on the timeline of our young guns. And then Kyrie had to go ruining all of our chaos by doing this opt-in. Laker fans were already planning their parade. Then they went into they're in a coma right now. NBA media all had to scrap their podcasts. They had to scrap their articles, their think pieces. BetMGM, as well as other sports books, had to maneuver their odds. And now we've got news that opting in makes it even more likely that Kyrie is on the move. So if you had to ask me what I think is going to happen, does it seem like I know? Does it seem like I even have the foggiest idea what to make out of this? Buckle up, folks. We're just getting started. It's June 30th. Could not come fast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.